Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Tyd vir jou misdaadverslag so met kaptein Dave Millard. Captain, how are you?
Petra, I'm doing very well, and yourself, thank
I'm
you.
I'm fine, thanks. You are from the Littleton Police.
That is correct, yes. Yeah, in Centurion.
Yes. We're talking about fraud.
Yes.
Lovely.
Fraud. Yes, fraud. It's surprisingly, I mean, people say, or a lot of people say it's a victimless crime, but that's very far from the truth.
That's true.
It's a victimless crime in the sense of that someone is not physically being hurt.
Yes.
But it's definitely not a victimless crime. Mm. And specifically what I'd like to talk about is the scams, the social media scams that are doing their rounds at the moment. A few weeks ago, there was a team of detectives together with the private security guys that arrested suspects in Gordon's Bay.
Okay.
And they were involved, it was a Littleton case. And the scam was that they were sending out these letters and then they befriending these ladies. And it's a very, very old scam where they like, you know, please, I'm coming to the country and I need X amount of money to clear my goods. And when we get there, we're going to go and live this life of luxury. And obviously there's a whole preamble to the story and they sort of pull you in slowly but surely. And eventually when they get you on the hook, then you start depositing money into these guys' accounts and things like this.
It starts with airtime.
So anyway, this team, they got the information. It was a team of detectives and from the E2 partnership from the security companies. And they followed up the information down there and they held observation on these suspects and eventually made the arrest, and they've recovered all the equipment that they're using as well. So the whole point of this story is to tell the listeners out there that we do follow up on this information. And we do get successes on it. But what is unfortunately very important is that when you discover that you are a victim of this kind of a crime, you need to report it.
Mm.
And the problem is a lot of people are embarrassed
when
this kind of thing happens. Okay? And they go like, how could I have been fooled like this? Why am I so stupid? And it doesn't work that way because these guys are very manipulative and they are very clever at what they do. So it's very important that we do report these things so that when we arrest them, we're able to link them to all the other cases. The more cases we get, the longer they will sit behind in jail.
As I saw a lady, it was a senior citizen. She was befriended by Elon Musk.
Yes.
And Elon Musk asked her for money. So she paid him. I don't think he needs money. One should think this can't be true.
Yes.
Just can't be true. I mean, it's the richest man in the world.
Exactly.
He will not ask you for your money.
Well, we should surely hope not. No. He should be giving us some money. But you know, the other side of the coin is also not just those kind of scams. It's the scams where you're getting phone calls from these alleged police officers. These investigators, so-called policemen that say, listen, you know, we've got this docket against you and you're being accused of rape and you visited this lady and you paid her with false money.
Yeah.
Or we have a warrant for your arrest and you need to pay X amount of money. And you know, the problem is because we live in such a corrupted society, okay, and I say this with as purely as I can say it, you know, because we live in a corrupted society, we are willing to pay that money.
Yeah.
And this is why these criminals are getting away with it, okay, because, and I say it because if you are going to be arrested, all right, and you've made trouble, then you must be arrested.
Yes.
Okay. But if somebody phones you and says to you, listen, I've got a warrant for your arrest and you got to pay me 50,000 rand so we don't arrest you, okay, then you are just as much a criminal.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. But coming back to the actual scam itself, a lot of these cases are false.
Yeah.
And they're relying on the person to be scared and shocked. Maybe usually they go onto sites that are a little bit risky and start chatting to some of these girls and things like that. And then that's how they start getting their details. And then because of this conversation that the person has had, now they're a little bit nervous and they're scared. So now they want to start paying. Okay. But if any police officer phones you and says, you need to pay money in order for me not to do something, it's an immediate red flag.
Yeah.
Okay, there's two ways you need to deal with it. One is you completely ignore it, okay, or two, you go to that police station where that person says he's from.
Yeah.
You go to the station commander, you make an appointment, you sit there and you speak to the station commander and you say, Sergeant so-and-so has called me now and he said he's got a warrant for my arrest, but I've got to pay him X amount of money in order for him not to execute that warrant.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can promise you right now that firstly, that sergeant probably doesn't exist at that police station. And if it is a corrupt official, then that official will be arrested.
Some people won't won't go to the police station.
No, of course not. But that's why I said
something that they,
then they you don't ignore be arrested it. For. Then you need to ignore it.
Yes, yes. Okay. Of course.
The moment you start paying, they've got you on the hook.
Blackmail.
And it's not going to be one payment. It's going to be more than one payment. I mean, I've heard stories of people that have paid over 100,000 rand to these guys. True. So please, to the listeners out there, don't fall victim to these things. You know, work through the CPF. If you get a phone call like that, contact your local CPF. Ask them for a contact, a reliable person at the police station.
Yeah.
If you've got a friend that is a police officer, contact that police officer. Speak to him. Say to him, listen, this is the situation. I get about 4 or 5 calls a week. People asking me and saying to me, Captain, I've had this call from so-and-so. He says he's got a this and a that for me, you know. And my advice is exactly what I've just given now.
Yeah. Thanks, Captain.
It's a pleasure, Petra. Thank you.
Bye-bye.